There is really a lot we learn from history. If we take the time to look at the history, if we take the time to believe that it really happened, if we're willing to accept the fact that people are in some ways very similar throughout the ages, and things don't always work out as well as the Lord hoped or planned. So consequently, we don't always learn. We don't always understand what the failing here may cause somewhere else down the line. But if we looked at history sometimes, we could see some of that. It's kind of what the gospel is telling us today. The Pharisees, they were always after Jesus, trying to trap him in something. And so they raised this question about divorce. And so what he does is he puts it right back on them. They were very, very faithful to the law, and so whatever Moses said or spoke, you know, that was pretty much their territory. And so then he puts it right back on them. But it is interesting. See, like, we know, I guess at the time of Jesus, divorce was a very common problem also, very common practice. And I guess the big difference then was that only a man could divorce his wife. She didn't have any rights, so she couldn't divorce him. He could have been rotten, but that wouldn't make any difference. She still couldn't divorce him. Well, Jesus kind of equalized that very quickly in the statement that he made. But anyway, he just goes back to saying to us, you know, look at what happened. Look what I had in mind. Look what the Creator had in mind when he created the first man and first woman. That they were to be, that they married, that they were meant for one another, that they devoted their lives to each other, they sacrificed their lives, they even failed together. But he said, that's what the original was supposed to be. That a man marries a woman, they have their family if they're going to have a family, but they stay together because they have become pretty much one. You know, a few weeks ago, we had a blessing after Mass, and there was a couple from this parish who came up. They're celebrating their 70th wedding anniversary. It's very interesting. He said, we talk to each other every day. We don't text. We don't make phone calls to each other. We talk to each other every day. We love to be in each other's presence. After 70 years, think about that. And I guess that's really kind of the ideal that Jesus is laying out here. You know, the ideal was he didn't want people hurt. He didn't want families ripped apart. He didn't want any of that stuff. But, you know, sometimes we just, we don't know the circumstances, and it's not ours to judge. What we really need to do to those who have to suffer through that kind of situation is support them, pray with them, do whatever we can to bring comfort and peace to them. That's supposed to be our job. We're not going to change what happens. We only can kind of look back to that ideal and say, what if we really worked at this? Instead of saying, no, this is the way it is, I made up my mind, there is no possibility, you know, it's that hardness of heart that we sometimes develop. But Jesus just says, look at the ideal and work toward that ideal. You may not achieve it. You know, we may never achieve the perfection in this world. We probably won't. In the next, we hope to. And we plan to. But see, he just kind of says, look at the ideal. He does that, say with his own life. He said, do what I do. He sets himself up as the ideal, which he was. If you wanted to live in peace with people, he said, do what I do. Care for people. Love people. Be willing to sacrifice for people. Reach out to them. And say, especially in families, how critical and important that is. And yet in a society that keep saying how important we are individually and that nobody should be able to tell us anything, it's pretty hard to make that work. But Jesus said, look at the ideal. We learn from the ideal. And even though we don't measure up all the time, there's a lot that we can learn from that. So Jesus just says to us, look at what marriage was meant to be. Look at your own marriage. How much do you measure up? What are you doing that you know, if you got rid of the hardness of your heart and your own, say, determination that is so firm and so fixed that nobody can touch it or budge you, how is it even going to be possible for any adjustment or change or adaptation? How is it ever going to happen? And so, after he tells us all of this, the disciples, you know, they could get a little fussy once in a while. They like Jesus' attention, and so when the kids came around and were looking for a blessing, just to be in his presence, because he was, to them, he was good. And they liked to be around somebody who was good. So Jesus rebuked them. He said, let the children come. He said, the kingdom of heaven is for people just like children. They're open. They will accept you for what's there. They don't make all kinds of compromises. They don't put down all kinds of conditions. They don't say, well, what if you do this and I do this? What's going to happen? To a child, if something is good, they want it. And they're willing to do what it takes to get that. So Jesus is saying to us, you know, if we get rid of the hardness of our hearts sometimes, we can make wonderful things happen. Because then we allow that Spirit of God to enter into us and to work through us. He will allow us then to make the adjustments we need. Say, to open our hearts and open our minds and to understand a little bit better what he was trying to teach us all along. Our Lord Jesus is the ideal. He holds up marriage, the original marriage, as the ideal. It doesn't mean that everybody's going to reach that, but he said, I want you to work toward that. I want you to imitate me, to follow my good example. I want you to look at the ideal that God created in our first parents and made them one. I want you to look at that. That's the ideal. There are things that we can do, things that we can learn, things that we can change that allow us to embrace that. But he said, we have to be like the children. It means we have to be open. Allow things to happen. Allow the Spirit of God to work through us. Don't worry about what everybody else thinks or says. Don't worry about all the conditions. You know, set them aside for a while. Trust your God enough to say, I will do what you ask. And in the process, we will probably find the peace that was meant to be for our own lives and for the lives of those around us.